Now, they get on better with friends, with their parents, they take regular exercise and they spend more time online. But 13-year-olds typically have fewer friends than their peers of 10 years ago and are spending more time in front of screens. They are the main findings of an ESRI report. It's called The Changing Social Worlds of 13-Year-Olds, and our reporter Helen Donoghue has been looking through it. Helen, barely a decade or so since you were 13 yourself. So what's this research all about?
Well, Audrey, this report examines the lives of 13-year-olds and how they've changed over that decade. Now, it compares the lives of those who were 13 in 2011 and 2012 to those who became teenagers in 2021, 2022. Now, the report points out that this was a period of considerable change. It included disruption from the pandemic, growing digitalisation, and also reform of the junior cycle. And the research itself was actually conducted during public health restrictions.
Okay, so what are the key findings?
There are some positive findings in the study when it comes to families, and these include the reported improvement in relationships between 13-year-olds and their parents. Now, interestingly, both mothers and fathers reported much lower levels of conflict with their teenage children, and parents said they were more likely to explain to a young person what they had done wrong and less likely to use approaches like grounding or shouting at a young person. But the report also says that financial pressures continued to be a source of friction in families, and it says financial strain continued to be associated with greater parent-child conflict. And it says that this shows the need to target adequate levels of income support towards families with children to reduce conflict and improve well-being.
Talk to us about the friends and the friendships for people in this age group.
Yeah, the report finds that 13-year-olds had smaller friendship groups than a decade previously. 53% were reported to have three or fewer close friends. That compares with 41% 10 years previously. And those with large peer groups also declined from 55% to 38%. And it says there was a greater reduction evident for girls compared to boys. It also says mothers were likely to report their 13-year-olds having problems interacting with their peers. And it says that the potential explanation for all this could lie in the effects of the restrictions that were in place during the pandemic. And it says while the vast majority of 13-year-olds reported always being able to keep in touch with their friends during things like school closures, those who weren't able to do this had smaller friendship groups and subsequently were less likely to hang out with friends more frequently. And the report's authors also say it's not clear whether these patterns reflect long-term trends or the short-term impact of the disruption during the pandemic. And it also points to one other thing, which it says may have been a reason for part of this as well, which could have been the overuse of mobile phones.
Mm, absolutely. We always hear, we often hear of concerns that younger people, children, aren't taking enough exercise, that they are spending maybe too much time on their phones or in front of screens. What does this find about exercise, sport and other things?
Yeah, well, interestingly, this study actually found better levels of participation in both sport and exercise. It says there was an increase in weekly involvement in organised sports, and it's up from 65% to 70%. It also found levels of engagement in cultural activities, such as drama and dance, were about the same, if slightly higher, with over a third of young people involved in these. Interestingly, though, when it comes to reading for pleasure, it says there's evidence that a significant number of young people rarely do this. It says almost half, or 48% of boys from lower income families, say they read less than once a week or never. And when it comes to screen time, it says there's been a shift from traditional media such as TV watching, but also this includes playing video games, computer games, towards other screen time, for example, phones or other devices. Almost half, or 46% of 13-year-olds did not engage in screen time other than TV or video games. But it also found that spending three or more hours on screens increased from 15% to 31%. Now, the research indicates that almost 40% of girls spend two or more hours online, and that compares to a quarter of boys. And it says levels of screen time, I suppose, which is fairly obvious, also generally are associated with less involvement in sport and cultural activities. It makes a point here that young people from more disadvantaged backgrounds are less likely to take part in the kinds of out-of-school activities that enhance development. And it's highlighting the need for subsidised activities in communities and sports for schools to provide access to a range of extracurricular options.
How are they getting on at school?
Yeah, the report says that this more recent group of 13-year-olds were the first to experience the full implementation of junior cycle reform, as well as of a level of changes in approaches to teaching and learning in both primary and secondary level. And it finds that a renewed interest in subjects like maths, science and English were reported, but it says it did not actually translate into improved attitudes to school. Instead, according to this report, there was a decline in the proportion of girls who said they liked school very much, from 35% to 24%.
Fascinating report. The changing social worlds of 13-year-olds. Helen, thank you very much.